For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, it's a very different Christmas this year, I have to admit. Not so much singing as we're used to. We have usually caroling before the service. We're a singing church. And we've really worked hard over the last years to learn how to sing our hymns in harmony. And so it's kind of painful this year not to have so many congregational hymns. But we see that Christ doesn't change. And so we come, whatever the changes and chances and differences are each year, to the same joyful celebration of the fact, the fait accompli, that the Savior is born. So hallelujah. Today is Christmas, even so, even though there are some differences, and our Savior is born. Now, how we celebrate Christmas, whatever we do as a family or whatever we do together to celebrate Christmas, so many things we do are symbolic, of course, of Christ himself. He is the reason for the season. So if we have a Christmas tree, that's an evergreen. The evergreen was chosen because it's a symbol of everlasting life. And we shouldn't forget that when we see a Christmas tree, that it should take us higher. It should point up to heaven and remind us of the gift that Christ gave us, which is eternal life. Or you might have lights on a Christmas tree, and those lights are symbolic of Jesus, who is the light of the world. Now, some people, they get stuck in the symbol. So it might be, for example, maybe it is the lights, or say it's the feast of Christmas. And then it's all about the table. And whether they're going to, there might be long thought over what they're going to have for Christmas dinner, and they'll persevere through the long lines at grocery stores and get everything, ready for the table. And they don't go any higher than that to think what the feast represents. What does it symbolize? Why are we feasting in the first place? They kind of get stuck there. The symbol becomes not the means to an end, but becomes the end in itself. And that's a very common pitfall, where cultural things that we do, which are to lead us to God, become the end in themselves. Well, we should take it a little higher this Christmas. Let the feast remind us that we are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and that each one of us is now in this life to be preparing through the darkness of this earthly pilgrimage, preparing our hearts with holiness that we may attend the great marriage supper which is to come, which will be here at a time we know not. It could be the marriage supper, the great feast of heaven, and the new heavens and the new earth. So when you sit down to feast, remember the great feast that is to come. And, of course, the singing might remind us of the angelic song, the Gloria in Excelsis Deo, they sang out on the first Christmas, and that we join our voices even today in we will sing the Sanctus, which is the thrice holy hymn, Holy, 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 and the angelic hymn, reminding us that we join the company of heaven, the company of angels in heaven in our singing. So let's sing and remind you of that we are to join around with the company of those who praise God in heaven. And then, of course, there is the gifts of Christmas. So if we are giving gifts, that reminds us of the greatest gift, which is God's gift to us of Jesus. Now, the gift exchange, that means something, or it should mean something. It's not just some meaningless commercial activity. Maybe we've gotten into a little, grind and rut where there's an obligation. We're just trying to fulfill that obligation. But really, if we get to the essence of a gift, that's where we give something of ourselves in the gift. The gift itself represents our love for the receiver. And that is the idea. The gift is intentional and intentionally has in it love for the one who is to receive it. The gift that God gives to us in Jesus is love entire. And God gives to us himself entirely in the gift of his Son. For unto us this day a Son is given. A child is born and a Son is given. And when we receive that gift that God has given to us, who receive his love. In Christ, God has made it so that we receive all that is good and there are innumerable blessings, but you might think of it in three ways just tonight. First, we understand that receiving Christ, we receive light. God gives us light from the one who is the light of light. Jesus verily is God of God, light of light, the one who lightens every person who comes into the world. And when we truly receive Christ, we receive the light of heaven, and we are enlightened and ennobled, and we can see clearly. We know what is what. We can see what is truth. We understand the reality, the ultimate reality, which is love, and we can begin to walk in the right way. So Christ is our light, and light is from among us in Jesus Christ. He is bringing us out of darkness into his own glorious light, and God has given that to us through Christ. We are to receive it. Let us receive it in a new way this Christmas time. And we see that in Christ we receive life. God loves us. He created us. Through Christ, he is redeeming us. And by the Holy Spirit, he is sanctifying us, preparing us for the life of heaven. In Christ, we receive everlasting life because he dwells within us. And we are now partakers of his indestructible life. That same power that raised up Christ from the dead is now dwelling in us. And we too will be raised up. Christ is greater than death. He broke its power. Death could not hold the one who is immortal, and Christ rose again, never to die again. And so in him we also live, and that is ours. His life is ours. Tonight, let us receive that in a new way, that his life is ours. And we also find in Christ that we receive love. God is love. The ultimate reality is love, and God has poured out his love to us through his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We see the love of God toward us fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, where there is nothing that is not given. God loves us so entirely that he pours himself out to us. In the infinity of his being, he gives us all that he is. And that is given to us through Christ, and we receive it by the Holy Spirit. And so tonight, let us receive that in a new way, the love that God pours out to us through Christ. And how do we do that as Christians? How do we receive his love? Well, there is the spiritual willingness, our willingness to receive it. Fling wide the portals of your heart. Make it a temple set apart for worldly use, for heaven's employ, now adorned with love and joy. There is now the, opening the door to Christ, who is the patient lover, knocking on the door of our hearts, to open to him, to let him be truly Lord of our life and to follow it. Who is it that loves Christ? The one who follows his commandments. And so we receive his love and show forth our love for him, obeying his commandments, to love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love neighbor as self. And then there is liturgically, by faith we receive him. There are so many ways that God is coming to us daily, through the creation, reaching out to us with beauty and the splendor of his creation, showing to us his truth if we will but read the Holy Scriptures and see them as his living word, the love that Christ has for us in mouth of friend and stranger. God is reaching out to us daily if we will simply acknowledge that, in humility accept it, see his love for us. And ultimately we see tonight his love for us in the gift of the Holy Communion, where Christ is given to us under this form of bread, under the forms of bread and wine, where we receive him entirely when I give you the host. That is the very simple reaching out with our hands in humility to receive him and to partake of that gift is the receiving of Christ. That is how we receive his love. So may we do that in a new way this Christmas time and be blessed by God, who loves us and who gives us in Christ our light, our life, and our love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.